I don't mean to be a bother, but how long exactly until we get there? It's very cramped in the back of a car when you've got 8 legs.
Well, the GPS says that we should be there any minute. Just up ahead, I think it's this left turn, isn't it?
Yes, that looks to be the place. At least from the description that strange woman gave us. Come to think of it, what was her name again?
I don't know. Hey, what did she say her name was? What? She didn't tell you. Oh, that's very secretive.
Yes, this whole ordeal with this agency has been very secretive indeed. Though I suppose they are trying to help us, so they can't be all that bad. After all, they did set us up with this new place. And the rent is very affordable. Oh, yes. And the way that they described it, it sounded absolutely perfect for us. An old run-down manor house in the countryside? Oh my goodness. It's about time we had a nice place to live in. I'm sorry, but it has been terribly cramped back at your small little apartment. I am looking forward to having much more space to move around. And the grounds. Oh, there's supposed to be gardens and land surrounding the manor house, where we can walk freely without anyone seeing us.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right, Leah. I think this is the place up ahead. Look at how tall the fence is. It almost looks like a fortress. And the hedges bordering the fence are so thick, you can't see anything behind it. Huh. It's like our very own special secret castle. How cool! I get first dibs on the rooms. Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Now, I'm sure there will be plenty of room to go around. After all, when we're settled in, they told us to expect new arrivals. So I imagine there's quite a lot of space indeed. Oh yes, this is the place in here. Don't miss the turning, darling. Oh my. Do you remember the code to the gate lock? Oh, right. Oh, good. Right. Let's go and look at our new home. Ah, we even have to drive in up a long driveway to get to the house. Do you see it up there in the distance, girls? Oh my. How exciting! We're going to live like queens. Oh. Come on, let's drive up there. I can't wait to see our new home.
Oh, it feels so good to stretch my legs after that car ride. Wow, look at this place. It's huge. I think they said it used to belong to some old rich family, but the property's been dilapidated and abandoned for a long time now. They said we'd have to fix it up a bit, but I don't mind. It'll be nice to have so much space now. Besides, we can decorate it however we want. Hey, look. It's even got its own stable. Wow, the people that lived here must have been really rich, huh? I'm gonna go check it out.
Just be a bit careful, Vixie. It looks awfully run down. Oh my, we will have to fix up a lot about this place, but I suppose it is home for now. And finally, we have a place that we don't have to hide away in. I am looking forward to having some of the night air on my skin again. And on my horns, and my tail, and my wings. I have missed flying at night time. And this property is large enough to allow us some freedom here, whilst remaining hidden from the rest of the world. Well, at least you could have gone out of the apartment. The only time I got to go out was on Halloween. It's not quite as easy to tuck 8 big legs into a coat than it is some wings and a tail.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't know someone was in here. Who are you?
Vixie, is everything all right in there?
Oh, yeah, everything's okay. It's just that, well,
Oh?
Yeah.
There you all are. Oh, I have been waiting for all of you to show up. They plunked me down here quite a few weeks ago. But they told me that all of you would be not far behind. Oh, but why do you all look so shocked? Have you never seen a centaur before? Oh, you haven't? Oh, well, it must be quite shocking. But I suppose not as shocking as a big spider lady. What's that supposed to mean? I'm not shocking. I suppose a bit shocking. Oh, no. I did not mean it in a bad way. Please, I am Celeste. I am the groundskeeper of this property of sorts. You see, the agency, they put me here to maintain the gardens and land before your arrival. It was quite overgrown when I arrived.
Oh, well, did you come from the book as well? Where did you come from?
A book? No. I was one of the last of my kind in a small forest in the mountains. Well, unfortunately, a new developer, a human, bought the land of my forest and, well, they began to build human houses onto it. And as the humans moved further and further into my woods, well, I could no longer remain hidden. And after an incident, the agency, they picked me up and looked after me for a while before they placed me here. They did say that other monster girls would be coming soon, and I am assuming that that is all of you. Well, except for you, I suppose. You are a human man. Huh? You are the warden. Oh, they told me about you too. Thank you so much for your work in helping to protect the monster girls of this world. You must be a very selfless man indeed. Ah, well, isn't that nice? Come along, sweetie. Shouldn't we get inside and see our new home? Aren't you excited to see the new place that we'll live together? I know I am. Oh, I'm sorry. You two are together. Oh, well, you know how it is, you see. Not technically, but, well...
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, well, technically, but I mean, I was the first monster girl to
come here. You guys
aren't
together,
so
what do you mean?
I think that, you know...
I thought you were single.
A deeper relationship than the rest of you. let's get inside, anyway. We can worry about that later. It'll be dark in not too long, and we'll need to settle into our new home.
Yeah, okay then. But like I said, I get first dibs on the rooms. Come on, let's go. Oh wow, this place is huge. It's even bigger than it looks like from the outside.
Right, well, if any of you need me, please, I will be out in the barn and by the stables. I have already made myself at home there. You're welcome to come and see me anytime you like. Right, well, I'm going to go and look upstairs at the bedrooms. Darling, why don't you come with me and we can have a look around. Find you a nice man cave upstairs. You other girls, have a look around and see if you find anything that takes your fancy. Right. Come on, Vixie. Let's go and check out the kitchen and the rooms around it. We're sure to have lots of fun in there. Oh my, this place is lovely. If a bit run down. Look at this room. It's fit for a queen. A large bed, beautiful wooden flooring, and the wallpaper, oh, it's divine. And a huge window to look out at the stars. I think this room will do me just perfectly, darling. And you, did you find one that you like the look of? Go on, show me. Oh, it's a bit plain, don't you think? Though I guess after seeing your apartment, I suppose you are a simple man. But that's all right. You're always welcome to come and visit me in my boudoir. If you get bored. After all, our rooms are right next to each other. Well, I'm going to settle down in here in my room and tidy it up a bit and unpack my things. Why don't you go downstairs and see how the others are getting on?
Oh, this is going to be the perfect place. I just have to move all this stuff out of the way. Oh, hey! Look what I found! I found my room! Isn't it great? Come on, come in and have a look! Huh? Yeah, it's a storage closet! Isn't it perfect? Just like a cozy, dark foxhole. It's just kind of messy and I gotta sort everything out in here, but that shouldn't take too long. And maybe clean it down a bit and bring some blankets in here. Oh, and some fairy lights. That'd be cool too. I'm gonna make my own little fox den in here. It's gonna be so cozy. You can come see me anytime. There should be just enough space. You should go check the kitchen out while you're down here. It's just in the other room. And I think Leah might have gone down into the cellar. She hasn't come out of there, so I'm not sure what she's doing. I think she might have started spinning a web. Anyway, you can go check it out. The cellar door is just to the kitchen anyway. It's not far. Though it's kind of dark and scary down there. So... better you than me, yeah? I'm gonna stay here and get this place nice and cozy. Oh no.
There you are, sweetie. Look what I found. It's the old cellar. You would never see anything in a modern building like this. Isn't it just... oh, exquisite. Look at the wonderful stonework in the walls. And the floor is practically made of dirt and stone. And it's full of cobwebs and creepy crawlies. Oh, isn't it just... oh, exquisite. I'm going to build my web down here. There are plenty of bugs to catch. And it's just dank and damp enough to my tastes. How are you getting along? Did you find yourself a room? Oh, you did, upstairs. That's wonderful. Ah, I'm sure the other girls are settling in nicely as well. You know, I'm so glad that we finally all got our own spaces. It was getting very cramped in your tiny little apartment, dear. Ah, no offense. I'm sure it was fine for just you, but after an influx of monster girls into your life, well, things did get quite chaotic in those few little rooms. But it's good that this agency has set us up with this place. It's definitely much more suitable for our needs. You know, I was wondering that maybe if... oh, what on earth is that noise? That's strange. That's not Vixie or Nama, is it? No, that sounds like it's coming from above, outside. Maybe it's the centaur? What was her name again? Celeste? But the stables weren't in that direction. How strange. Maybe you should go and check it out, dear. After all, you are our warden. It's your job to keep us safe and out of harm's way. I would hate to go out and stumble upon a poor plumber or something that got left behind doing some work last minute. Go on, just go out the back door in the kitchen. It seems to be coming from the back garden by the woods. It's quite faint, but I can make it out. Go and have a look, and let me know what other creepy crawlies you find.
Come on. Oh, this thing is so stupid. Come on and break the wall down. Oh. Well, I guess that seemed to do it. Oh my god, you like so scared me. You should know better than to sneak up on a zombie girl like that. What? You're surprised to see me? Yeah, the agency dropped me off here just a few hours ago. The manor house was all locked up and, well, I kind of just wandered around for a bit and... then I came across this really cool old crypt. Look at it. It's all covered in gargoyles and spooky stonework. And I figured, well, a zombie girl, right? What better place to stay than in the crypt? I guess the old rich family that used to live here buried their dead folks here. But I guess they don't need it anymore. The front was all sealed up with bricks and stuff, though. It's pretty old and dilapidated. But I'm sure I can deck it out and make it look really cool. At least, that's my plan. Huh? Oh, Yeah, like the agency totally placed me with you. Didn't they tell you? Oh. They probably should have, huh? Well, I mean, we've already met. I don't think I told you my name, though. I'm Stacy. Nice to meet you. And I'm sorry about the other day. I was just kind of, like, really hungry. I hadn't eaten any human meat in a while. And, well, you know, when I get hungry, I can get a bit kind of crazy and clingy. But I promise, no more funny stuff. I've got a really good setup with this guy at the morgue now in town. And, well, let's just say I won't be getting hungry anytime soon. He's a really sweet guy, you know. And it wasn't that hard to find something to trade with him. Anyway, if you need me, I'll be, like, in here. I just, like, busted the bricked-up wall down. And, I don't know, I'm gonna check it out, and I think this is gonna be my room. I don't really want to stay in the manor house with all the other girls, you know. It's kind of, I don't think they really like me. And, you know, what better place for a zombie girl than the spooky old crypt on the edge of the woods in the gardens of the manor house, huh? Anyway, you can come see me a bit later. And, I don't know, we can get to know each other, I guess. It's gonna get dark soon, though, so I want to set up, like, a bed or something and get cozy. Did you find a room in the house? Yeah? That's great. You should probably get back inside soon, though. It's gonna be dark in a little while. It's almost sunset. But, you're welcome to come and visit tomorrow or anytime, really. I look forward to getting to know my new warden. And, I guess, the other girls. But we'll see how it goes. Anyway, you should get back inside. It's getting dark. And I think it's time that you probably got some rest. You look tired. I think we're gonna have a few really long days ahead of us.